Welcome back to Bamboo and Glass, where we share underrepresented perspectives that shape our lifelong journey of learning and unlearning. I'm Sophia, and hi! I'm usually joined by Tan, but she's feeling a little sick. I know you will miss hearing her thoughts and hearing her laugh, so please go send her some well wishes so that she can join us again very soon. It has been a while since we've caught up one-on-one. I hope you enjoyed Tan's solo episode a couple weeks ago about dedicating the month of April to friendships, where she got to go to her friends' weddings and be part of a proposal and a film debut, lots of amazing and fun things. And I just wanted to check in with you, how have the past few weeks been for you? For me and some of my friends, it's been really hard, and it feels like everyone's been going through something really hard, you know, dealing with one health thing after the other, or feeling overworked and undervalued and resentful, or working up the courage to start looking for a new job. Maybe it's feeling lonely or feeling stuck in sadness and failure and just getting by with fleeting moments of peace and happiness. I've also chatted with friends about the feeling of being lost and uninspired, and on top of that, being too exhausted to create a solution, and then feeling disappointed that I'm not doing more to get out of a difficult situation. Or it's looking around the world and feeling so powerless and feeling so angry when we see powerful people make decisions that push vulnerable people further into cycles of powerlessness. So that's how I've been feeling. And in this time, I definitely turned to doom scrolling on Instagram and Twitter and TikTok. And for most of the times, it's not very helpful, but the silver lining is that I've come across some posts that I felt really encouraged by, and I wanted to share them with you. The first one is a post that I saw on Twitter, and it was reposted from Weverse, which is a platform that Korean artists and their fans get to chat with each other. This quote actually came from RM, who is the leader of the group BTS, who I love. We actually did a whole episode about why I love BTS so much. It was his response to a comment that a fan had made. So the fan said, "These days, it feels as if I can't live up to the expectations of those around me. So it feels like I've failed in life. How could I overcome this?" And RM responds, "There's no end to this thing called expectations. Life isn't about speed, but direction." And I was so moved by this quote because there are so many times in life when I'm putting myself out there, trying something new, succeeding a bit, but also failing a lot. And I start to question like whether going in this direction is even worth it. Speed feels so gratifying. When you move quickly and you experience so much success, it can feel so gratifying. But in the long run, I think that slow progress in the right direction is better than speed in an arbitrary direction and speed that you pursue just to feel the thrill of happiness and success. When I think about the failures that I've experienced and the disappointment that I've experienced, I do sometimes feel sad, but I'm able to overcome that feeling when I remember that I'm going in the general right direction. And I'd much rather struggle a little bit going in this right direction that I feel good about in the long term than trying to find moments of success and trying to appease myself with those moments of success, even if they don't take me where I want to go long term. So that was the first one. The second quote is by someone named Mitchell C. Clark. He is a writer, a content creator, and on his website, he says, "I write actionable affirmations for creatives and entrepreneurs." And his quote was, "When you're nervous about stepping outside your comfort zone, remind yourself, it feels scary because it's unfamiliar, not because I'm incapable." I really needed this reminder that just because something is unfamiliar doesn't mean that I'm not capable of succeeding in that situation. It probably just means that you need to first take some time to reflect on the experiences that directly or indirectly help you in this new situation. And even if you don't think you have any experiences that directly relate, you are probably still capable of building those skills that you need. One of my greatest fears is having a goal and just not believing I can get there. But just because I might not be equipped right now doesn't mean that I'm not capable of becoming equipped to take on that new challenge. So thank you, Mitchell. The third quote I also saw on Instagram by Dr. Mona Masood Dio. She's a doctor, and her handle is Shrink Wrapping. And the quote says, "We often think productivity means to work. It doesn't. Productivity means to make intentional choices toward a goal. The choice could be to pause. The goal could be to replenish. Productivity could mean to rest. And I just loved this balanced definition of productivity that is not that productivity is work. It's that productivity is doing what you need the most to get you towards your goal. And sometimes that's work and sometimes that's rest, because rest, getting the rest you need can take you very far. The last one, I don't remember the exact quote. I also don't remember where I saw it, but the quote went something like this. When you are experiencing setbacks and disappointments and failures, you should ask yourself, if everything was unfolding according to plan, where could life be taking me? So at first, this seems really similar to sayings like, oh, there's always good and bad in every situation, just focus on the good. Or it seems similar to sayings like, hard things build character. But to me, what really stood out about this quote is that it doesn't really focus on what's quote unquote good or bad for you in the short term or even long term, but it's more about possibilities. It's more about taking a look at the things that I label as harmful or upsetting or unhelpful or blockers in my path to happiness, and taking these things and getting creative in thinking about what new possibilities and opportunities come to mind because my life has taken a bit of a turn. So these were the four perspectives that have really encouraged me and comforted me lately. And if you're going through a hard time, I hope that these perspectives can help you tackle life with a little bit more courage. And I would love to hear any other perspectives that have helped you experience peace and rest, perspectives that help you see light at the end of the tunnel and to muster up the energy to move forward when the time is right. And as always, Tan and I would love to hear from you. You can DM us on Instagram at bambooandglass anytime. I also wanted to share some other conversations that we've had or that others have had about mental health and persistence that have really helped me. The first one I want to recommend is from Two Horny Goats, Season 3, Episode 12. It's Roxy's solo episode called Navigating Life on the Unbeaten Path. And Roxy is a filmmaker, she's a podcaster, and she shares so many perspectives that she holds close to her heart to help her figure out what she wants out of life and then have the courage to pursue that. So I love that episode, Roxy and Prisca. I love Two Horny Goats in general, and this episode was particularly relevant to this conversation. There's some other episodes that we've done that relate to mental health. Episode 180, Options for Tactfully Saying No. Saying no can often open a lot of door to free time and peace. So loved this episode. Also episode 173, Your Guide to Making Stress Your Friend. Episode 154, Are You Revolving or Evolving? Reacting to Instagram quotes. Episode 146, Don't Wait, Create, Overcoming Your Inner Critic. Episode 141, Grappling with Body Image and Negative Self-Talk. And lastly, episode 129, Pondering Anxiety, Belonging, and Productivity through reflecting on Johnny Sun's book called Goodbye Again. And all of these episodes are linked in the show notes, aka the episode description. So thank you again for tuning in and for listening. I hope this was encouraging for you. And with that, I wish you a week of peace and courage. And I'll chat with you next Sunday. Bye.